Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I don't know why we don't have audio on our music here. There we go. Yay. Welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire show here for this beautiful Wednesday, July 19th. I am Julie Anderson, and I am the administrator of the group as well as your hostess for the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire show. I am very excited about this program and what we are doing with this program and the direction that we are going. Our main goal with Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire is to become the go-to premier resource center for women, wisdom, and success. And this success is going to be success in either your life, your relationships, or your business. Our website is womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. So that is women, plural, entrepreneurs, plural, extraordinaire.com. On that site, you will see all kinds of resources that we are beginning to load into the site. We have a wonderful virtual summit coming up that we're going to tell you about, as well as a wonderful live event coming up. And we have our weekly show that we do live at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays, Pacific Standard Time. And on this show, the whole goal of the show is to provide resources for you as women entrepreneurs to be able to take your business to the next level. Or maybe we'll touch on topics that have to do with your personal life and how to keep that in line and under control and organized and calm and loving and wonderful so that you can enjoy your business life as well. How to maintain that balance, if you will, or that work-life integration, as I like to call it. So we'll cover all these kinds of topics as the show moves forward into the coming weeks. But today we are very excited. I am very excited to have Sasha Sabbath on our program today. She is the Entrepreneur Soul Coach, and that is her website, entrepreneursoulcoach.com. And so we will have all the links to how to contact her is on the show page, but that will be the website that you will go to connect with her. And let me share a little bit about you before I welcome her on. Sasha Sabbath, as I said, is the soul-centered business coach, and it is her mission to help free intuition guided mission compelled entrepreneurs and emerging leaders to overcome any obstacles by helping them to create aligned and prosperous lives and businesses, because this can sometimes be challenged. So she partners with you to succeed in sync with your soul, and she does this through her multifaceted talents that she has and gifts that she has. She has lots of things that she helps to guide you through in your business. And we are excited to have Ms. Sasha Sabbath today on the show. Sasha, welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire program.
Thank you, Julie.
I'm excited to have you here. We're going to talk about how to really engage your natural gifts, because I know that this using your intuition, and this is something that you excel in and that you've excelled in for a while. And we have met, we've had the opportunity to rub elbows at several different events over the past and here in the greater Northern California area. And you really help to work with women tapping into those natural gifts that you have. So let's just start out. We have a short program, so let's just start out with some questions for you, and you can share the answers with the audience and how you can help them. So the first question that we were going to talk about is, well, actually before that, because I always like to find out personally, and I know my listeners do as well, like to find out what led you into this business. So what led you personally? What was your personal experience that led you in to wanting to become an entrepreneur soul coach?
Well, let's see. I had a very rocky start as a young adult where I was unemployable because of illnesses that I had from early elementary school that have been with me through my entire life, and that this was the sole purpose trigger, this illness and this inability to work through my body to bring out my talents and ambitions and dreams. And I mean, I was locked and loaded to be all kinds of early high success things. A singer, dancer, actress is what I started out wanting to be. However, these elusive illnesses and health complications basically made it where I couldn't hold a job. I was fired a lot. The quality of my work was very poor. And the only way that I could really be a working adult where I could take care of myself and make a living was to become self-employed. So what I did was I got to work on healing myself, and I studied the spirit realms, you know, physical connection between mind, body, soul. I was trained as a hypnotherapist, as a neurolinguistic programmer, as a Reiki master, as a masseuse, as an acupressurist. These were all the things that I studied so that I could heal myself. And therefore, it became an obvious unfolding of one's path, of my path, to become a coach and uplifter of other people. And now I'm at the point where my mission is very clear: to help entrepreneurs, mission-driven, intuition-guided, emerging leaders to overcome any obstacle, to build thriving businesses, and to build exquisite lives based upon me teaching you how to transform yourself from the insecurities and the self-doubts and maybe floundering with your time management, maybe angry, maybe hurting deeply, to being clear, confident, creatively freed up, prosperous, intuitively adept, and creating prosperity built upon your soul's calling. And that's how it all started.
That's so interesting. So I'm glad I asked that question, because it really helps the audience to understand where you came from. So you came from a place of literally physical pain, as well as the emotional pain that that brought on, and not being able to get past these blocks yourself. And then through your education and your seeking for your own success, you gained obviously a lot of skills. Boy, you have a lot of training in your background that you can bring wisdom then to the people that you work with. So that's it's a great story. We'll have to sit and have coffee, and you'll have to tell me more someday. So you have on here, you have a spiritual power success toolkit that you teach your clients and your students and the audiences that you speak to. Tell us a little bit more about what that toolkit is, and what benefit does that bring to the people that you work with?
Yeah. Well, on my journey, I discovered that I am a multisensory psychic intuitive and an energy healer. And especially in high school, I vividly remember asking myself, why am I here in this lifetime? What am I supposed to do with these challenges? I never went into victim mode, as in, why me? I didn't go there. I went to, okay, what do I do? What is this about? How can I use this? And so that became my understanding of my divine spiritual power toolkit of intuition, energy, running energy, knowing how to program your energy field so that you can magnetize to you what you want, using your energy to eject and release and repel energy that you do not want in your field, as well as the question of why am I here in this lifetime? How do I optimize these things that are on my soul purpose path? That became a body of work that I've brought out into the world because I had to live it. I had to sort it out. I had to get answers to my own questions. And so I am a multisensory psychic intuitive and an energy healer and a soul purpose strategist, helping you activate the very same thing within yourself by teaching you certain techniques and paradigms so that when you move through the world, going after your dreams, going after the vision that is calling from deep within your soul, as your soul purpose blueprint is activated and creating in your outer world, you use these powers that live within you. You call it natural. I call it innate. It's the same thing. We all have them. We all have psychic intuitive abilities. We all have ability to manage, direct, and wield energy. And we all have a soul purpose path. And my job is to help you organize that information, bring your skill competence up so that you can take your life to the next level, personally and professionally.
That's awesome. Now, can you give our listeners, because I always like to give, tangible, actionable things that the listeners can do right now that will help to enhance their business, will help to move their business forward, will help them to get past, a block or something that's in their way. So what's one of the first things that you tell people when you're talking to them that they need to do to be able to move forward in their business?
Yikes. So many answers to one little itty-bitty question.
Just pick your favorite. What's your favorite and the easiest to explain over the radio?
Right. Well, actually, I'm not going to easiest. I'm going to my spirit guides because they're the ones that are helping me to bring out the information for your audience. So my answer to that question is the first thing is to get clear about your mission. Now, that may sound like, that's the first thing you want to teach people. Even if they don't know the answer to that, that is always where I start, because unless a person is connected to their mission in life and what it is they want their business to contribute to the world, they are operating at 50% genius, 50% motivation, 50% ability to respond to challenges, because they're just not hooked up deep enough into their soul communication as to why they're doing what they're doing. And so that's why I have a whole course on mission-based marketing, et cetera, et cetera. The first thing is to contemplate upon, and depending upon how they choose to work with me, to clear out the blocks that might be either the word that's coming to my mind is blinding them, masking them from owning the power and the wisdom and the fulfillment that they really want to deliver in this lifetime and experience in this lifetime, is to clear those pathways out so that they can start allowing their creative, fun mojo to emerge to create the business that they want. And also to clear out the situations in their personal life that is either a direct block in the road to them moving forward with their business, or is draining them, leaking their energy, confusing them as to who they are and what they're here to do and how they can do it through their business. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And what are some of those things? Because I think this is a good topic that you hit on. I know it's a little off of some of the questions that we were going to talk about, but I think it's important. When I work with my clients, I try to help them to understand that one of the things that we deal with is what I call that work-life integration and being able to really manage both. And you hit on something that was really important, that in order to move forward in business, sometimes there's something stopping you or blocking you in your personal life. Give our listeners maybe an example or two of what that might look like, because sometimes we don't even know, we can't see the forest for the trees because we're right in the middle of the situation and we don't know what's stopping us. So what are some examples of what in our personal life might be hindering us from achieving more success in our business life.
Right. That actually ties in with the event that we were going to talk about later, and that is this training call that I'm giving tonight on soul purpose solved procrastination and overwhelm. So here's the answer to your question. When a person is experiencing this kind of block, what happens is they not only procrastinate, but they go into full-blown freeze. You know, our responses are flight, fright, freeze when we're in a resistance or in a stopping place. And when a person has an inner block to what they notice becomes apparent as they're working on their business, what's going on is there is a disconnect between what their soul or their deeper self is wanting to emerge through them, hitting up against their programming, which you know all about, and their programming is built on belief systems, experiences that they've had, negative expectations that they have formulated in their subconscious mind or their conscious mind in the form of pictures and emotions, internal dialogue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in order for a person to understand why they're not doing what they know to do, why they are misrepresenting themselves in a way that might be in some respects sabotaging themselves or presenting themselves in a light that is not in alignment with what it is they want to accomplish. Those are the kinds of examples, see as red flags, to let them know they have some blocks. If a person is not personally aligned with their highest values, listening to their intuition in some form, meaning they're getting messages that will be showing them the best way to proceed with something or a way that they better not proceed because it's not good for them on some level, unless they have that kind of internal communication, internal partnership, anything they do, whether it's business or other aspects of their personal life, are going to feel burdened, if not in fact blocked, or are just going to be not a good ratio of rate of return on your invested energy. It makes me think of one of my clients, and that is typically people come to me with very strong creative drives. They know what they want to bring to the world, but they have an internal treasure trove of blocks ranging from low self-esteem, being in a relationship maybe with their significant other who criticizes them, who doesn't support them, who mocks them, etc. And they are confused as to who are they to bring out this wonderful creative whatever. And so the soul's calling is already up and running. They hear it. They feel it. They want it. And yet the vehicle needs to be repaired, very similar to what I experienced of having illness and problems getting my will, getting my vision to move through my physical chariot, my body, to do anything, to get up out of bed, you know, to get someplace on time. And so the red flags are a inner gnawing, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, that something's off. And also a reaching to go and act and then just hitting all this resistance, all this dissociation. And on an intellectual level to them, it doesn't make any sense because they know they can do it. They know they want it. They know it's needed. But then that sits on top of an emotional subconscious terrain that has to be mined, it has to be healed, it has to be loved to bring forth to present time.
Cool. Okay, so sometimes then what you're saying is it could be our self-talk that is sabotaging us. It could be something that we've experienced. It can be the doubt that we have this drive or this desire to do something, but we have this internal doubt as to whether or not we can accomplish it. Those are the types of things that can really trip people up for greater success. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, those are definitely pretty basic manifestations, yes. And that's a really good place to start. In fact, when I work with my clients are very spiritually, intuitively, and mission-driven people. And what I'm doing now with people, given what's going on in our country and the world and our administration, is I'm seeing the need for people to become what I call light leaders in business. Now, that means that when they run into those things that you just itemized, the question becomes, how can they use those inner challenges to bring out more of their soul force, more of their light? And the way to do that is by understanding the messages and the actual missions of those moods, those beliefs, those behaviors, because they will, as they analyze them and as they explore them with love, not criticizing themselves, as they embrace those manifestations in their behavior and in their emotional self, they will find that their own signature system, their own signature message, their own signature presence, the soul signature that they put out into the marketplace, becomes very streamlined. They are no longer disconnected. They are no longer a person who has self-esteem or shy issues, or they feel shame about something, and then it's a turnoff. That stops, because what I teach people to do is how to harness those life experiences that are on their soul purpose path, and how those become the portal of mastery that they not only work on themselves to heal, but in the process and in their own self-transformation, they become legitimate, credible leaders and way showers and guides for the market that they are meant to serve. Does that answer your question for you?
Yeah, it does. And that led right into what I was going to ask next of what the light leaders in business were. So I like that you covered that. Real quick, does that kind of lead right into your mission-driven marketing? That you, do you help people then to develop their business around their, or their marketing itself around their natural gifts then, or their innate gifts?
Well, what the innate gifts, the spiritual power toolkit, is more for their own use on themselves, so that when they are building their business, they know how to access their intuition, to talk to the essence of their business, so that they are getting information from their own higher self as to how to build their business, how to design their signature talk, how to design their signature product or service. So the Spiritual Power Toolkit is their own sacred self-management, self-development driver, so to speak, so that they use their energy, their money, their presence in the most effective, optimized way for the results they want. So that's it on the Spiritual Power Toolkit of using intuition, energy healing, and their soul purpose understanding. Mission-driven marketing is where they are congruent with what it is that they're saying out in the world. So again, there isn't this disconnect between what they're saying on paper, in their blogs, articles, at networking events, on stages, that there isn't this energetic mismatch between that outward expression and who they are as a person, because a mission-driven marketing platform is going to have everything tie in to why they're here in this lifetime, and the hurt, the obtain the problem that they want to solve, that they are on a mission to solve in the marketplace or in life in general, forget business. But typically my clients, and certainly myself, will have the same mission of their personal presence, you know, who they are standing online at the grocery store, as being the same energy, the same kind of message as when they step into a networking event and they have their 60-second opportunity to say what they do. Does that to answer the question as well? I think it should have covered both bases.
Yeah, got it. Okay, well, we are just about out of time. It's amazing how quickly these interviews go. But we do have, Sasha has been gracious. She has a complimentary success. Let's see, it is the Soul Explosion Success Kit, and it is a complimentary gift. And I have the link for that on the description of the show description on the show page, and it's the entrepreneur's.
It's not on the show page.
No, my show page. No, it's on it. You'll see it. What you gave me is on the radio show page, the entrepreneurssoulcoach.com, not the calendar that you're referring to, but it's on the show page, the description for the show page. When people go and listen to the show, you'll see the link there where you can get that. And then you also have, really quick, we got about 30 seconds for you to tell us, what is the training call tonight? The Soul Purpose Solves Procrastination and Overwhelm. It's a one-hour event tonight, and for $47. What is that?
Yes, it is a training call where once a month I teach a training call to my membership group, and I open up the training call every now and then. And tonight is all about how to bring your mission into the world when you are hitting up against overwhelm and procrastination. So the talk is chock full of exercises and self-reflection, ways to stimulate your soul purpose understanding, and just how to navigate that river rafting trip when we go into the spin of procrastination and overwhelm. If they want to check out to attend tonight, or if they can't attend tonight, to get their copy of the MP3 file and the PDF workbook, all they have to do is email me at info@entrepreneursoulcoach.com and put in the subject line, Julie Anderson.
Awesome.
And I'll know it's you.
Awesome. And again, we'll have the link for her email and for the success tips and for how to connect with her on Facebook and all of that on the show page. So thank you so very much, Sasha, for being on the program today. Look forward to having more interaction with you and more information with the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire in the future. So thank you for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. I am very happy that you shared this time with us. We know it goes by very fast, but we have some great information here with our guest today, Sasha Sabbath, and her toolkit that she has. I encourage you to reach out to her. Again, all of her contact information is on the show page description, and you can just link right through there. I also want to remind everyone about our upcoming events at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. Again, we are the resource center for women, wisdom, and success. And we have upcoming on August 21st, August 25th, we have a five-day virtual summit, and we are bringing together all kinds of amazing. We'll have 20 to 25 amazing businesswomen and experts in their area to help you to achieve more in life, business, and relationships, from branding to marketing to, oh goodness, we've got so much. We've got social media marketing. We've got video marketing. We've got getting past blocks in your business, getting past blocks in your personal life. All kinds of resources we're going to have there. So check out the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire page or website, and we will definitely connect you with that event. And until next week, I want everyone to just be sure to enjoy every moment of their life and connect and smile and put out positive thoughts to everyone in the world as you take your business and your skill set to everyone else. Thank you very much for joining us on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Show.